you believing this absurd story that Trump was just like, the sky is red, and they're like, actually, it's blue. And he's like, I'm going to shut you down. This is absurd, but this is how they put it. Now, with CBS, here's the way they frame this. That's actually not quite how it works, but this month he's back at it, slamming CBS over the vice presidential debate and the network's interview of Harris. Here was Trump in Colorado, and it's a soundbite of Trump saying, think of this. So CBS gets a license, and the license is based on honesty. I think they have to take their license away. Why, though? But why? I'm trying to impress fully on the audience how what actually happened here, the actual series of events, is that CBS News, 60 Minutes, did an interview with Kamala Harris. They aired a live version of it on TV to millions of people, in which Kamala Harris was asked a very simple question, completely bungled the answer, made no sense, rambled, just ridiculous word salad nonsense. And then when CBS and 60 Minutes uploaded that same interview online, they changed her answer. Same question is asked, and the answer that is given is a completely different answer. Edited, chopped up, taken from somewhere else, we don't know. We don't know. You would think that would be a story. You would think that would be a scandal that NPR would cover. But this is what they do. They ignore the actual problem, the actual scandal, the fact that a long-established and highly regarded news magazine like 60 Minutes, CBS News, a flagship show for old, you know, mainstream big network media, deliberately, blatantly, egregiously, in front of everybody, changed the answer of a political candidate completely, not just took out a word or two. That would be bad enough. On one interview, it was one answer. In another interview, it was a completely different answer. No explanation, no justification. No, well, some of her answers were cut to fit the airtime. No, none of that. They changed it. And now they're refusing to give out the transcript, refusing to say which answer was the actual answer. Just total violation of trust. Totally opening the door for us to just have absolutely no trust in the mainstream media, because we have no idea. I mean, what would happen if they sit there and go, they interview Donald Trump and they ask him one question where they're like, if a cheater was ever found at your casino, you know, what would you do? And he sits there going, oh, well, you'd take him out and you'd forcibly kick him out. I'd send my security to grab him and throw him on the curb. And then they ask, okay, what would you do if you met Hillary Clinton? And then they take the answer from the casino question and put it on the Hillary Clinton question and have it look like he's saying he wants Secret Service to stomp Hillary's face into the curb. And it's like, this is just, you know, random, obvious, over-the-top example. But this is the point, right, is that once you allow a news network to get away with asking one question and then cutting in the answer from a different question to that first, I mean, that is an insane thing for CBS News to do. It's an insane thing for 60 Minutes to do. It's insane that they did it really blatantly in front of everybody, where they aired one version and then aired another and refused to acknowledge that it was happening and refused to put out the transcript. That should be the story on NPR. That should be the story. If anything, it should be a big story about how this happened, how this decision was made, how it was discovered, why this is dangerous for the actual expression of the First Amendment, your actual ability to trust the news media, the crisis of trust that they're always talking about. That should be the story. And if anything, Trump's comments should just be like a note in the rest of the story. There should be comments from a lot of people about how outrageous this is. Here's the scandal. Here's what happened. Here's what CBS knew. Total violation. Total fraud. They committed fraud in front of the whole world in an effort specifically to sway an election to alter the outcome of the 2024 presidential race. So total violation of an election integrity, total corruption from the news media. It should be a scandal. How did this happen? How was this choice made? How did this either slip through the cracks or be deliberately covered up? And then, like, maybe in the story you go, And here's what Trump had to say about it. And here's what this other person had to say about it. Because anybody that cares about legitimate media in this country should be outraged at what CBS and 60 Minutes did. And by the way, they did it again, like the next day when they interviewed Mike Johnson and cut out his answer. He gave like a minute long answer and they cut out 45 seconds of it and only put in 15 seconds. And they didn't tell you they did that. They didn't tell you, by the way, we cut out some of the Speaker of the House's response. And the only reason we know about it is because Mike Johnson thought they might do that and recorded the interview himself. And we showed the video where he's on, you know, it's his cell phone camera with a long, extended, thorough answer where he's talking about the hurricane response. He's talking about the lack of FEMA response. He's talking about the fact there's on the ground there. They cut all of that out, put only 15 seconds at the end of his response, never said they did that, and edited it to disguise that, edited it in a way that it wasn't obvious that it was cut. Didn't jump where you go, okay, they must have cut something out there. No, they portrayed it, they aired it as if it was a live interview where you were hearing his full answer. Why shouldn't they have their license taken away doing stuff like that? Why would anybody appear on them ever again if that's what they do? They'll sit there and record an answer, record a conversation with you in good faith, and then edit your answer to make it sound like you said something you didn't say. What the hell? This is CBS News. And that's not the main story. The main story is Trump mad at this, and that's bad, and that makes him an authoritarian.
I love how NPR decided to say that Trump violated the principles of the First Amendment when really 60 Minutes violated the principles of journalism, right? There aren't principles of free speech that Trump violated, right?
Right. Well, and it's, again, it's just ridiculous where you've got these same people, the leftists, who when Alex Jones, you know, gets kicked off of every social media platform simultaneously in a deliberate attempt to destroy InfoWars, thinking they could cut us off from our audience, cut us off from our income, deliberately, like on purpose, try to destroy us in a coordinated fashion with every social media, every big tech company, including Apple, including Google, all kicking us off on exactly the same day at exactly the same time in a coordinated, the biggest act against the First Amendment and the principles thereof ever in the history of this country. And they say, well, but you have freedom of speech, but we aren't obligated to give you a platform, right? When it comes to the First Amendment on their side, it's like, well, as long as we aren't actively duct taping your face and silencing you that way, then the First Amendment hasn't been violated. We can take you off of all the platforms. We can, you know, advocate for Amazon to not carry your book. We can send our ground forces, Antifa, to disrupt any live event you might be having so you're not able to talk anyway, you know, even just in front of a crowd of people. They despise the First Amendment. But when Donald Trump is like, hey, CBS just deliberately edited and completely falsified an answer for Kamala Harris to make her look better, maybe they should have their license taken away. There's nothing about the First Amendment that even remotely violated there. Nothing even close. This is what I'm saying. How exhausting is it to have to talk about the First Amendment with people who, as of last week, were saying the First Amendment is an impediment to our total control, who just don't care about the First Amendment? I mean, why do we even let them invoke things like that? But people fall for it. So again, the point of this, and it goes on and on. If we had even a remotely honest media in this country, especially the one that's funded by our taxpayer dollars for what is supposed to be legally, like lawfully, it has to be a unbiased organization. It's not clearly even remotely. But if they accidentally swallowed some honesty, if they somehow accidentally, by some happenstance, happened to have some tiny modicum of honesty in them, then the story would be about CBS News blatantly editing the answers of politicians to falsify their responses and trick the American people. That would be the scandal. Instead, they want you to think it's a scandal that Trump talked about it. The scandal to them, and then the proof that Trump is an authoritarian, anti-free speech monster, he's just running on impulse, he's just an animal that can't think for himself, that's the story they want to tell you. And they're trusting that you're dumb enough that you can hear Trump say something like, I can't believe they did this. They have to get their license taken away. And they expect you to not answer, to not ask the question, what does he mean by this? No, but what is he talking about? Because the whole story wouldn't make a lot of sense if they mentioned that. If they happen to provide the context of why Trump is saying CBS is dishonest, they happen to say, the reason Trump is saying this is because CBS News cut out a response from Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, and refused to air it, airing only a 10-second out of the minute-long response. And they completely changed the response from Kamala Harris in order to falsify her answer to the question. And everybody listening, we go, well, what the hell? They should have their license taken away. Trump is right. But you have to have the intelligence to see what they aren't telling you.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.